So we see here that the rejection is not total. First 10 verses. And then we find that Israel's rejection is not final, which takes us through to the end of the chapter. And so it reads again in verse 11 of Romans 11. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? And that is the Greek word fall, irretrievably or beyond recovery, so that they could never rise again or have any purpose in the purpose of God. Certainly not. But through their fall, to provoke them to jealousy, salvation has come to the Gentiles. So we find that with them falling down, over those who have fallen, God is able from within that nation to go out to the other nations of the world. Gentile opportunity is given in verse 11 as our notes. And then also, here is an amazing thing, in verses 11 to 14, God uses that for a provocation. They see that Gentile people, are getting this blessing which was really theirs, given to them first, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek, to the Gentile. And God said that is a means of provoking jealousy in them, or a desire to seek the Lord. Someone has told me that the greatest ingathering of Jewish people are done by Gentile missionaries. That's interesting, isn't it? Yeah, I praise God for the Jewish missionaries. Praise God for that. The greatest ingathering has come through Gentile missionary to the Jewish people. So there's a provocation. It may not be apparent, but God has used it that way. A little bit of jealousy. It's much like, and you know these people. Someone has come to the Lord, you've come to the Lord because you've seen what somebody else had and what God has done in somebody else's life. Isn't that true? Yeah. My fellow worker of Western Sydney Bible School, Dr. Russ Bryan, that's how he came to the Lord. He came from a partially dysfunctional family, but he met a family of Christians. And when he saw that family of Christians and how they interacted and how they loved one another and how they loved the Lord, that melted his heart. All these intellectual arguments crumbled. He saw Christ in others. He was jealous. Provoked to jealousy. And he wanted to trust the Lord. Amen. Amen. God can do that. We certainly don't want to go down the track. Well, if you're a Christian and you do that, I don't want to be a Christian. Have you heard that one? Yeah, unfortunately. But here, there is an incentive for that. And then there is also the place of world blessing that is coming for the nation of Israel that we find in verse 12. Now, if they fall, and incidentally we have a different Greek word here for fall. This word means lapse. Lapse. You know what a lapse is, don't you? A lapse is, I've fallen down like our little children. Fallen down. Come on, get up. Get up. Or, Dad, Mum, I've done something wrong. You say, oh, well, that's the end of you for your life. No, it's a lapse. It can be reinstated. And that's the Greek word here. Now, if their lapse is riches for the world now, and their failure riches for the Gentiles, brother and fellow brothers and sister Gentiles, you've got nothing less than riches. Riches from the roots. Connection to Abraham and connection to Jesus. It's riches. Paul calls it in Ephesians 1, the riches of his grace. If you've got these riches, how much more Israel's fullness? Israel's fullness. Now he's going to talk about them being grafted back in and what that will mean for the whole world. For the whole world. I'm going over to page 17 now. And here we have some of these important points. Coming to the tree. We've finally come to the olive tree. Brothers and sisters, it's been quite a journey. The olive tree itself. God's purpose in Israel's rejection. It's not total, and here are some of the salient points. The olive tree branches get broken off. 17 through 21. Verse 17, and if some of the branches were broken off, and you being a wild olive tree were grafted in among them, and with them became a partaker of the root and fatness of the olive tree, do not boast against the branches. There's quite a lot in that statement, isn't there? It's pregnant with meaning. Branches broken off. Branches broken off. We, the privilege of being grafted into that source of the roots. Abrahamic covenant confirmed with Isaac and Jacob, and other blessings that come with that. And we become partaker, so we join with them of the root and fatness of the olive tree. Don't ever think that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is the first big thing God ever did. He's doing marvellous things with the nation of Israel. And it so happens that we join in one sense, we join in with them of the roots, from the roots of the fatness and the goodness that has come to us. There's a lot more in store for me and you with our connection with Abraham and all of those covenants. You see, we were afar off from the covenants of promise, far away geographically and spiritually. When I was teaching in India a year ago, I was talking about being afar off. And I said, I'm further away than you are from Israel and what God's going to do in the promised land. You're in India. You're a little closer. I'm really far off. I'm from down under. If I go too fast, I end up in the Antarctic. But not only geographically, but also spiritually. Far away from God. Now brought near. Brought near where? To the covenants of promise. Not just to the Lord Jesus, praise God for that, to the covenants of promise, to what God had already set up and had been running down through the ages, joined in, grafted in, wild, wild olive trees. Branches broken off, Gentiles partaking of the root and fatness. And one of the reasons the Apostle Paul here is dealing with this is because of the arrogant, haughty Gentiles in Rome who said, they were broken off, they were cast away, so that we could come in, so that we could be grafted in. He said, be very, very careful. Be very, very careful. Do not be haughty, verse 20, do not be haughty, but fear. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he may not spare you either. And let me say, I believe, according to the prophecies of the book of the Revelation, that that's what's going to happen to the professing church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because of their unbelief, and their joining with the Antichrist and the one world church that we have in Revelation 17 and 18, and joining Babylon and the Babylonian ways right down through time, they believe that the apostate church of the Lord Jesus, professing him, but apostate, will be cast out by God. And this is what will happen. This is not a matter of salvation. This is a matter of national covenanted privileges and profession that we have, or the church has as a whole with the Lord. Do not be haughty. Do not be arrogant. And we believe, and say it kindly, that those who embrace replacement theology are very... coming very, very dangerous to this particular thing, speaking against Israel. Israel is no more in the purposes of God. Israel has been cast away by God. If Israel wants the blessing of the Lord. They must believe in Jesus and join the church. That is true today, but not in the long-term program of God, because there is a future coming. And we have this great secret here in verses 24 and 25. For if you were cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these, who are natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree?